If you go to, I think it's like the third page of the bulletin at the top, I have been putting a little welcome in for people that come. If you've looked at that, you'll see that over the next 4 weeks that we call Advent, or the coming of Jesus, I'm doing a special series called Four Presents for Jesus. So each week, you'll hear of something we can give as an offering, or better yet, as a sacrifice to God as we prepare ourselves for Christmas. So, I go to my first present, which has a Santa Claus on it, even though I don't personally talk to Santa Claus very often. First present as a sacrifice or offering to God, I have right here. By the way, this took me a while to make because I had to trim and cut and recut and trim and clean it up. Doesn't that look like a wonderful heart? Remind you of Valentine's Day today? I want to share something with you about this heart. I think some of us misunderstand what's going on here. How hypocritical. How ungodly and anti-biblical to do something like this. In fact, I feel foolish even trying. Think God wants this? That's not the heart that God wants. So I'm going to give him the actual heart that he's looking for. Biblically speaking, I think we're a mess. We're trying to give God that kind of heart when really we should give him the kind of heart I put in there to really give God. What does God desire from a scriptural point of view? Please read the Bible verse with me. My sacrifice to you, O God, is a broken spirit and a contrite heart. You know, God doesn't want our attempts to clean up our own hearts and say, oh God, look what a wonderful and great thing I'm given to you, especially now at Christmas, you know, as a wonderful offering to you. Really? Do you think that you can clean up the outside of your heart and make it pleasant and wonderful unto the great and wonderful Lord who can see down deep, deep into your hearts? I think we go into Christmas thinking that Jesus is someone we are to please rather than our God who we are supposed to trust in. Do you agree with me? God instead wants our guilty and broken hearts. He desires to make us clean. His greatest desire is for you right now, as you prepare for Christmas, is to be honest. Truthfully honest about what's down deep in your own hearts. How many of you would appreciate it If somebody could get into your spirit, into your heart, and find out what's really there. How many of you would be joyful and happy to pull out what's on the inside rather than how we try to dress up our hearts on the outside? Really? I don't want you doing that because you'd find out who I really am. You wouldn't want me as your pastor. I guarantee you, my heart, like yours, is just as black and dirty with sin as your own. God doesn't want us to try to trim, copy, computerize, generate this good-looking thing. That which all of the people think, oh, what a wonderful shape and symbol of our love for one another. Really? Really? You think all the people of the world really have a deep desire to love others? How do you feel really about your neighbors? Do you just love them all? Let's be honest. Around the church, you've been around for a while. How much do you really love the people sitting near to you? Be honest. You're going to leave the world today. The Packers are going to play Arizona. Do you really love Arizona that much? I mean, I could go on and on. That's why God says, I want a sacrifice of the contrite and broken heart. Make it a sacrifice. Why a sacrifice? Because we don't give it over so easily. We don't. What's really down deep in our heart, we want to hide. We don't want anybody to know or see what's there. As busted as it is, we don't want to let other people know that. We don't want to sit down with somebody and be truthful. The deepest hurts, desire, brokenness of our lives is because of our own sin. Our own attitudes and the way that we look at other people and truly the way we feel about God. Again, looking at Him as somebody that we want to please, not necessarily as somebody we want to trust. So we bury our guilt and our shame, and they soon become the rotten and smelly fuel that runs our very lives. So it shouldn't be so odd for us this Christmas to make a sacrifice of something. We hold on to something so tightly we don't want to let it go. God loves each and every one of you very deeply. He wants to take your heart as soiled and torn and broken as it is, and exchange it for one that has faith and trust in His promises to make you something that you are not, forgiven, holy, and righteous in His eyes. For God says, for every heart that's full of guilt, I'll give a heart that's filled with forgiveness. For every heart that's darkened with resent, I will give peace. For every heart that's anxious with fear, I'll give a heart that's confident. For every heart that's lonely and full of despair, I will come and fill them with my presence. And for every heart that's bitter and cold with angry, I will fill it with peace. All God really wants of you today is to be honest and truthful. to dig down deep and see why it is that you really need His coming and arrival in the world today. Oh, how nice it is and wonderful and nostalgic to think of mangers, shepherds, and animals, and angels. Feel the Christmas glow of years gone by. But the truth and reality of what Christmas needs to be to us is to open up our hearts to God and say, I can't do it. Some of this stuff is hidden down deep in my subconscious. I need you, and only you, because you're the way, the truth, and the life. Now you know why I put the readings up on this board, up on the screen for today, of which this was one. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. But restore unto me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a fierce or a free spirit. King David was the one who probably wrote that. And why? He committed adultery with Bathsheba. Then to cover up and to make the whole thing kind of work out so that he could have her, he devised a plan to kill her husband, Uriah, in a battle. Could you imagine this godly man who was made king over Israel doing such a horrible thing because what was really in his heart? And so he wrote this psalm. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit with me. My heart is broken and contrite, and you alone can heal it. We're in the same place, folks. Take the time during Advent as Christ arrives. Again, not as somebody to please, but as someone to trust in. To him be the glory now and always. Amen.